public forum. I don't have any. I have a speaker card. I want to also reflect also that we were supposed to have a we were notified, actually, that Rob DiPerna from Epic was going to come address us in public forum this morning regarding some concerns that he has or wanted to express on the Elk River. My understanding is Rob DiPerna couldn't make it this morning. As a result, then what's been distributed is an email from Rob DiPerna. So it's just part of then the written record. It's comments, and I'll just let them lie at that. Mr. Felice Pace.
Good morning. Felice Pace, water chair for the North Group Redwood chapter of the Sierra Club. And I would hope maybe we could get a few copies of Rob's comments so we could see them.
I don't see a problem in that at all. We okay. are a public agency, so I don't see a problem in that at all.
Because he would otherwise have read them.
Yes.
You know? So anyway, I wanted to mention two petitions to the state board on challenging your actions. One has gone in on the Shasta and Scott TMDL waiver. We've been waiting 20 years for some improvement on the Shasta and Scott, and we haven't gotten it, showing that the approach is not working. And you got one just recently from the Salmon Fishermen PCFFA on the lily bulb operation up in Del Norte County, and your failure to make that a public process, and your failure to consult with the people that are most affected. The workers and the people living up there. You know, these policies protect the bad actors, allow them to continue their bad actions, and they don't comply with the State Water Board's nine-point policy or the enforcement policies. And you're going to get more of these. Until you clean up your act and start regulating agriculture, we're going to challenge your stewardship plan this winter on the Klamath River, and basically the fact that there's no enforcement when it comes to agricultural nine-point pollution. The enforcement staff never gets involved. So it's all voluntary, and under voluntary, the people that don't want to do the right thing continue to do the wrong thing. So this water board is looking bad, and it's good reason it's looking bad, and it's going to look worse until you clean up your act. I also want to call your attention to AB 901, which McGuire and Wood, our representatives at the state level, supported. And it's a logging exemption bill. It allows logging without review by Fish and Wildlife or the State Water Board of trees up to 26 inches. Road building, it allows road building. No borders. And this was done supposedly to address fire risks. And it's a disgrace, because the fire risks, we know this is going to aid some landowners in transitioning from fire-resistant, diverse forests, natural forests, to more tree plantations. And these vast tree plantations that the industrial forestry has created and the salvage logging has created, those are highly, highly flammable. And that's the big risk that's being denied, because nobody wants to look at it in California. Instead, they want to use the threat of fire, the people's concern, to exempt the logging that's actually going to make it worse and create more risks. So this is something that needs to be looked at. And just finally, I need more staff help on National Forest grazing. I run the Grazing Reform Project, and Taylor Lake, for example. Taylor Lake is in the Russian Wilderness. It's popular. It's only a half a mile in. They made it so that wheelchairs can get there, on the trail. And the kids use it for swimming all summer. And I just went around it, and there's cow shit all around the lake, in the lake, again this year. And we need to, I need more help protecting these kinds of recreational facilities from pollution. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments. Any questions for Felice? Thank you, Felice.
Chair Noren, Adriana made the suggestion that we could read Mr. DiPerna's email into the record if you would like.
I would rather not.
Okay. No problem.
Yep.
So how many people do we have working on ag and grazing? How many staff people?
Well, we have, it's not a totally simple answer. We have one staff person that was funded at the beginning of last fiscal year to develop our irrigated lands regulatory program. We have one staff person who's dedicated to working in the Scott and Shasta River watersheds, which, as you know, those watersheds include cattle grazing. And then we have three, maybe four staff whose part of their function is serving as liaisons to the national forests in our region. And so each of those liaisons do work on grazing issues within the national forests. But that is only one, you know, one component of their work. They're also working on in private industrial timberland, THPs, and other projects on national forest lands.
So we're just kind of understaffed in the whole ag.
We're very understaffed for addressing ag. That's correct. On the dairy regulatory program that you'll be having a workshop on today, we have our one staff person on for all 120 dairies in the North Coast region. But Sherry Blatt's position is not actually funded in the dairy program. We basically use other funding sources to because we have dairies in the region and we have to address them, but we're essentially borrowing from other programs for the work that we do in the dairy program. So we're significantly understaffed. We've tried to get additional funding for our dairy program as one example. For several years and have regularly been denied.
Thank you.
And Matt, we did have a funding of a position for a staff person to develop the ag and the vineyard and orchard waiver.
Correct. Yeah. That was the first position I mentioned at the beginning of last fiscal year.
Yeah.
So Lynette Shipsey is our dedicated staff person on the vineyard and orchard permit.
Right. Thank you. I don't have any other speaking cards for public forum, so we'll move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from the September.